Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. It is 8 a.m. Central Time. Here's the latest update on Hurricane Ida. We do have updates. The latest information we have, we are right now, location-wise, about 50 miles south-southeast of Grand Isle, Louisiana. Let's go ahead and point that out. So around Grand Isle, so only about 50 miles from Grand Isle. Still 150-mile-per-hour winds. We're getting some NOAA Seaman stations, in other words, sensors right there on the coast at Southwest Pass, right over here, right on the mouth of the river. Looks like the latest we have here, gusting to 121 miles an hour. So it's coming in. So these winds are coming in. It's getting pretty significant. And I've got some updates on the forecast as well. Let's go ahead and look at the radar getting closer and closer to making landfall in Louisiana. That extreme wind right around the center. But remember, it's not just the center point. It's so important. You can see some of these winds stretching well outside of that. And also some winds and some very heavy rainfall up in the areas up in here with these rain bands where you can see some tornadoes. That right front quadrant up in here, you can get tornadoes in any one of these areas. So stand by for some of those warnings. I do want to point out the latest forecast. And I got some updates to some other products that were just issued. Here we are right now with time still inching closer to the coastline. Probably going to have some sort of landfall midday into the afternoon hours, but the conditions are already getting there associated with the winds. About 50 miles out from the center, you still have hurricane force winds. So it's not just that point. You're stretching out from that point. So 50 miles from that center, you can have hurricane force winds. So let's take the forecast forward. So right here is your 50-mile marker. And you start running this along the forecast, that means outside the cone, that means away from the center, you can get those hurricane force winds. That includes Jefferson Parish, St. Charles Parish, Orleans Parish, potentially really close to Tangipahoa Parish. So that's, it gives you an idea. It's not just the center point that you can get this. This right here is brand new. The National Weather Service Forecast Office in Slidell has just issued an extreme wind warning. And that doesn't happen too often. That happens when the winds are so strong in the center of this core that it's just catastrophic damage associated with it. So we got areas like Leeville, Port Sulphur, Burris, some areas, La Rose, Galliano, Houma, Dulac, Cocodrie. Any one of these areas could see the most intense portion of this hurricane, the most damaging portion of this hurricane. But it's not just this area, even expanding from that. Anybody in red here, New Orleans metropolitan area, North Shore, St. Tammany, Washington Parish, back over to Baton Rouge, any one of these areas when this hurricane warning could see hurricane force winds and damaging conditions, power outages that can stretch not just along the coast, but well inland as well. So those are some of your updates. No changes with the storm surge forecast. Once again, we're 12 to 16 feet peak storm surge areas from Port Fouchon over to the mouth of the Mississippi River. Again, typical ceiling is what, 8 foot, 10 foot, I believe. And you think about typical ceiling, we're talking 12 to 16 feet, so higher than a ceiling on that first floor. So really significant life-threatening storm surge. And let's not forget the rainfall. Going to be some flooding, rivers, ponding. Whenever you have 10 to 20 inches of rainfall forecast, that's a devastating, life-threatening situation. So that's the latest update that we have on Hurricane Ida. This has been Ken Graham right here in Miami, Florida at the National Hurricane Center.